A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Save My Life podcast with Charlie Baker. We need to do this at the top of the podcast. Basically, Roomage forgot to switch Charlie's mic on, and so the sound quality isn't very good with Charlie. I don't know what Roomage is playing at. He's on thin ice as it is. He's probably not going to be involved in the podcast going forward. But anyway, I hope you enjoy. I apologise for Roomage. Bye.
This is the Hip Hop Save My Life podcast. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Now sit back, because it's time for the podcast.
Okay, hello. Welcome to Hip Hop Save My Life episode, what is this, five?
Five.
I'm here with Roomage. How you doing, Roomage?
Very well, how are you?
I'm good, mate.
Just eating a gluten-free chocolate bar?
I have bought Roomage a gluten-free chocolate bar.
And a coffee.
But we've been told that the worst thing that you can do is eat while you're recording. Was he sound claggy?
Claggy.
Yeah. How's life?
Good.
I'm a bit annoyed today because I tried to find a shortcut to the train station.
Right.
From my new house. And I walked through the woods and I've looked, can you see my shoes are really muddy?
Oh, yeah.
I ended up in a marsh.
Tough.
Jesus Christ, what a dreadful start to this podcast.
Let's go again.
No, we can't go again. That's all going in. We've got edit time to start this again.
This is the bit where we introduce our guest.
I am delighted to say I am joined by one of my favourite people, Roomage, but also as a guest. One of my favourite people, ladies and gentlemen, can you welcome to the podcast, Charlie Baker.
Hello.
Hello, mate. Charlie.
I don't feel like it's been the strongest start to the podcast.
If you don't think that's been the strongest start, mate.
You haven't heard the others.
There's been a lot of anecdotes that are sort of gone to nothing.
What did you think of the muddy shoe one?
That was just, you could have just said I've got muddy shoes.
What did you think of when he asked me how I was and I just said good?
Yeah, I know, it was a bit weak. The bloody shoe one was a bit of a humble brag. Just moved house.
Yeah,
it was basically trying to say.
No, hold on. First of all, fuck you. It's not a humble brag. Moving house is not an impressive thing.
It's very stressful, isn't it?
But you've got no idea what I'm doing. Am I going from a bigger house to a smaller house because times are hard?
Okay.
Am I? Do you know that? Well, you don't know, do you? You don't know. So for you to say it's a humble brag. This guy's a prick, mate. It's the first guest I think we're going to have a fallout with.
The proper problem with.
Yeah. How you doing, Charlie?
I'm very well, man. I'm really good, yeah.
Charlie Baker, comedian, actor, writer, singer.
Dancer.
Yeah. That's why my wife fell in love with you, man. When you won the, what's the official title? Sport Relief Dance for Children.
For Comic Relief.
Let's Dance for Comic Relief, yeah.
Yeah, and I tap danced.
Yeah, what did you tap dance to?
To Putting on the Ritz.
Yeah.
Big hip hop tune.
Yeah, that's what made us think.
That's why I come
Putting on the Ritz.
Big hip hop name, Fred Astaire. I think it's in your demographic of people who like hip hop. Well, you could probably go back from hip hop and go back to where tap dancing began and probably create a link somewhere along the line.
You could do if you were playing fast and loose with the facts.
We'll thread it through.
Yeah, we'll figure out a way. There's a narrative for this, isn't there?
Stamping out oppression, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Tap dancing. Sort of
Jesus Christ.
It's probably early breakdancing.
Yeah. Okay, both of you are fucking this up. So, Charlie.
Yeah.
How's your new year?
My new year's fine. We've got an eight-week-old baby.
Congratulations.
So I've had no sleep, which you know, you've had children, so you know how that works. And I've had I've got an abscess in my mouth, so I've got a bit of a...
You've got an abscess? Is it all like massive and puffy?
No, it was big, but it's gone down. It's fine now.
Did you go emergency dentist?
I did go emergency
What did they
dentist.
Do?
He's pulled a thing out of my tooth.
Yeah, and was there a horrible smell in the room?
No, but someone told me the other day that when you have the snip,
Yeah.
Because one of the ways of doing the snip is that they
burn it.
Burn
they lazy a day, don't they?
And they were wondering why men were fainting.
Yeah.
Even though they couldn't feel it, they were wondering why men were fainting. And it's because they could smell their balls on fire, which was making them faint.
Yeah.
So now they have a little fan that sucks away the smell.
Well, even if you were anaesthetised and they said we're just giving you a vasectomy, and then you smelt burning, it's not.
But it's skin burning. Yeah. Balls burning.
Yeah.
You must be hardwired as an animal to. Like if you're suddenly...
No, that's not about being hardwired. If somebody's working on your balls and you smell burning flesh,
yeah.
I think it's normal. That's not... Oh, my God. I don't know what it is about the human reaction system that makes you get nervous in that situation. They're working on your balls, mate, yeah. And smells are burning.
Yeah. Are you going to have a vasectomy, Ryan? We've got 8 kids now?
Three children.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I am, mate. Yeah, I wouldn't want to see the equipment.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? You wouldn't want to see the tools. I find it bad enough at the dentist, which is how we got to the bollocks from your dentist story. I'll tell you a dentist story. You want to hear a dentist story?
Go on, mate.
So I go to this dentist in Crawley, right? He's like one of these like super cool ones where they've got speakers in the chair and you can choose what music you want and all that shit, right?
Ooh. So would you pay that?
It is quite expensive. But I looked up dentists that are good for dealing with people with dentist phobia, because I think I've got sort of a mild phobia, and this is the best one, right? So anyway, I'm sitting in the chair, we're listening to Still Dre, right? I'm having a root canal, right?
Yeah.
Up here, top, right? So my head's rocked right back, he's drilling in, he's gone like proper in, right? Yeah. I've got like a rod coming out of my mouth or whatever.
Mm.
He's working away, I've been anaesthetised, but not feeling good. You know, I'm unhappy about being there, and I'm just thinking, I hope this is over soon. And then suddenly he just goes, oh shit, right?
That's the lyrics.
So I was like still like back. And then he goes, oh shit, and then just moves away from me, right? I'm thinking, what the fuck is going on? Like, has he like discovered something like in my head, like that he's never seen before, like this experienced dentist?
Get someone.
Yeah, he's just going, oh my God.
Get a camera.
So anyway, he'd moved away. He's away for long enough. I thought, I'm going to have a look at it. I sat up and like he's looking behind me. I look across. There's a fucking pigeon in the surgery, right? Sat like on top of the instruments.
He's got in.
And he says, yeah, we've got dodgy rooftop. Then he says to me, I'm shit scared of pigeons. Do you mind dealing with it?
Wow.
I said to him, mate.
I don't like birds. I wouldn't like a bird. I wouldn't like a. It's quite a small room.
Yeah.
Pigeon came in here now.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be happy about that.
No. Yeah, you certainly wouldn't be happy about it when you're having a root canal.
That'd be the worst possible time to have a pigeon.
It wouldn't be the worst possible time, would it? I think when you're having a vasectomy, it would be worse. If you smelt burning.
Drawn in by the smell.
I mean, you heard a flush. I reckon that'd be worse. Burning flesh, then a pigeon comes in.
Yeah. Hygiene rating. Yeah, I like those on the. What hygiene rating?
Imagine if you're walking in to have a vasectomy and it's like 3 stars. I think we've sort of. I think we're done hip hop wise, aren't we?
Yeah, you mentioned Still Dre.
Yeah, there you go.
What hip hop tunes could be related to dentistry?
Jesus Christ, that's something that you tell somebody a week before the podcast.
That's a hashtag, mate. That's a hashtag.
Come on, guys, let's make this interactive. Guys, we're looking for hip-hop song that you might hear at the dentist. Here's my first suggestion, Drill Dre. If you send your suggestions in with the hashtag dentist hip-hop, we'll read some of them out on the next podcast. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so Charlie, you're into hip hop, right?
I am into hip hop, yeah. To a certain extent.
I think it's fair to say for the listeners that Charlie was a little bit nervous about coming on this podcast, weren't you?
Yeah. Well,
because you felt that your hip hop knowledge might be not extensive enough to make the
room. No, it pretty much stops that 1995.
Yeah, cool.
You're in good company.
Yeah, if it makes you feel better, on the last podcast, Rupert's main contribution was to tell us that Madonna owns Vita Coco. So
the water.
Yeah, the coconut water.
Let's not talk about it again, man. No, we discussed it.
Full ownership.
I need to check that before.
We discussed it fully in the last thing. So don't, anyway, Charlie, what I'm saying is don't worry, all right?
Rupert's here.
So first up, I would like you to tell us.
Hey, man, what's your favourite hip-hop album?
It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back.
Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back by Public Enemy.
Yeah, and all answers will be Public Enemy based.
Okay. What rap group do you hate?
What group do I hate?
No, I'm just trying to trap you because you said all answers will be Public Enemy, and I thought I'd get you straight away.
89 the number, another summer. Sound of the funky drummer, music hitting your heart, cause I know you got soul.
So, your favourite hip-hop album, Nation of Millions, why?
Well, my hip-hop story is I was 11, 12, 13 years old,
yeah.
Living in Devon, and I always liked jazz from an early age. I liked jazz and blues, and soul, and gospel.
Jazz and blues, J&B, big fan.
And I think it never felt sort of angry enough or hip enough, if you know what I mean. Always felt a bit square saying, this is what I like. But if you like it and you've got some sort of self-confidence, you say what you like, don't you?
So, one of my favourite tracks, by the way, not related to this, Biggie Smalls, Anaesthetize. Sorry, carry on.
He's not listening to anything Charlie's saying.
Flavor.
He's trying to think of things that rhyme with. Flavor. I'm trying to think of something that rhymes with drill.
Anyway, sorry, carry on, Charlie.
And so I had a friend who was really into it. He was really into stuff like Young MC and Eric B and Rakim and LL Cool J and Public Enemy.
Yeah,
played me all this stuff, played all the time. I got really into it, especially Public Enemy. And I've always just loved it. It's always just absolutely turned me on and made me go ready for anything, you know.
I think this might also be my favourite hip hop album of all time, actually. So it's a good choice. I think
it's a masterpiece.
It's
brilliant. It's one of those albums that is beyond its genre and just is probably one of the top 10 albums of all time.
Yeah.
Of any music.
Yeah.
You know. So I just think it transcends itself.
It transcends itself. Now that is pretty profound, brother. I reckon that might be the most profound thing we've had on the podcast.
Yeah,
do you reckon?
Yeah.
So. What's your favourite track on it?
Well, the one I learned and the one I know.
Yeah.
Is Bring the Noise.
Bass, how low can you go? Death row. What a brother, no. Once again, back is the incredible rhyme animal, the uncannibal beast. Public Enemy number one. 5-4 said freeze, and I got numb. Can I tell them that I really never had a gun? But it's the wax that the Terminator X bun.
Because when you're a kid, you learn lyrics, don't you? Do people learn lyrics to grown up?
I think that music has become too disposable for that now.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, you listen to songs for a little bit now. You don't ever have this thing where you listen to the same
whole album,
I don't think to that level.
I know. Chuck D, Public Enemy, released some stuff recently. Yeah. Not all of it's great, but one of the lyrics he sings is you only listen for 15 seconds, which is true. People only listen to stuff. They put it on iTunes and go, do I like this song? They listen to 20 seconds of it and go, no, or yes. Or they learn a bit of it. They learn a hook. And that's why songs now are so, and records are so hook-oriented.
Yeah, immediate. They've got to be immediate, haven't they?
You need to have the hook. And then there's that hook and there's that lyric and then they sort of remix in something you already have heard of, like a nursery rhyme or an old record. And then that's how they try and make a hit.
Yeah.
I think what happened with hip-hop, for me, was as a phrase in dance, I came to express, not impress.
Wow. He's done two bombs.
We're only 20
two
minutes
bombs
in
on this podcast.
I think what happened with hip hop is it started to try and they came to impress, not express themselves. And I think people at Public Enemy and Eric B and Rakim and Run DMC were all expressing something, expressing anger, expressing themselves. And that's why it sounds like art. And then as it went on and people started to try and impress and talk about gold and money and chains and whatever, it became about impressing, and so it becomes about nothing.
Yeah. Mm. Do you like any other Public Enemy albums?
I like those. I like those. Yo Bum Rush the Show.
That was the first one.
That was the first one, which I've got on 33 and on vinyl, which I still play on vinyl, which is really good. I like that.
Do you still listen to vinyl?
I still listen to vinyl.
Didn't it get all warped in that?
No, it's good. Mm. It's actually in my loft for ages.
Yeah, mine is as well.
And I thought, oh God. And then I got a record player recently. But it does sound good on vinyl. It sounds more live or something.
Yeah.
Because you can only play vinyl through big speakers.
Mm.
And so I think music's become really private. Because everyone listens to it in headphones.
Yeah.
By themselves. Why I think people are bad at singing now. they go on things like The X Factor and go, I'm a great singer, and then can't believe they're awful. Because everyone sings along with headphones. If you sing along with headphones...
You feel like you sound incredible.
You feel like you sound incredible. You actually hear yourself, you're awful.
Yeah.
Whereas
yeah.
in the old days, people would learn to sing with a piano or a guitar. Mm. Yeah. Out loud.
I think that's how Flavor Flav learned.
Flavor Flav tries to play a lot. I think he thinks
he plays
Prince.
Drums.
Well, every he plays drums badly.
Yeah, every Public Enemy gig I've been to,
yeah.
he does about 40 minutes on the drums at the end.
10 minutes in the middle where he plays bass and yeah. stuff. And you go, come on, mate. Is that the bit where men are going to the toilet?
Just sort of master enunciating your vocals. And then let's talk about moving on to instruments. Yeah?
That's amazing. He forgot his clock the night I went.
It's falling apart.
Blame the blame. Surely your one job yeah. is to remember your clock.
He should have a clock guy.
Yeah. What time is it? Oh, shit.
I know what time it is. Oh, God. It's borrow a clock from someone in the audience.
No, he didn't.
Who was wearing it.
No,
ironically.
He didn't.
That's great.
I went to see Public Enemy. I've been seeing him loads of times. The last time I went to see him, Flavor Flav said, can you give it up for my friend... blah, blah, blah. I can't remember what the guy's name was. And he brought on a guy that looked like some crackhead he'd met that morning. Do you know what I mean? And Flavor Flav going, you want to come to the gig? And just brought this guy. You almost could see Chuck D rolling his eyes. Oh, yeah. Flavor Flav's brought one of his hangers on.
I wonder about that relationship, do you? The Chuck D Flav relationship.
Well, has to have D, him.
Very much the Tommy Cannon and Bobby Ball. Of rap.
Holy shit.
Is it still all the original members?
Yeah.
Like,
Griff's
was it
not there, is he?
Because Griff got kicked out, didn't he, for being anti-Semitic or something?
Well, apparently, the story goes that Public Enemy, at the height of their sort of popularity, Chuck D was doing loads of interviews, and then he couldn't cover all the press requests that they had, and so he allowed Professor Griff to deputise. And that was a bad idea because Professor Griff then said some anti-Semitic things, and then Public Enemy were held accountable for these things. And then Chuck D was judged for not booting him out of the group straight away, and so it sort of all kicked off a little bit. Yeah, they've got the worst set of real names, haven't they? Like Chuck D is Carlton Ridenhauer, Flavor Flav is William Drayton.
What's Terminator X?
Norman Rogers.
Is he not in it?
He's not in anymore, no.
He never spoke, did he?
No. He's an ostrich farmer.
He just spoke through his hands. He's an ostrich farmer.
He's an ostrich farmer now, I believe, yeah.
You're making that up.
I'm not making it up.
He's a dentist in Crawley.
No, mate, I'm not making it up. DJ Lord. DJ Lord's got a solo album out, right? Have you heard it?
DJ Lord, it was the night I went was brilliant.
Yeah.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
But Nation of Millions is a great album, right?
I think when you take into account when it came out...
Yeah, you have to take that into account.
You know, take in all that and what was going on at the time.
Yeah.
And what they were trying to achieve. You know, we had no social media then, and they were sort of the people who were talking about big subjects, you know. And as a lad in Devon,
yeah,
you know, I don't know who Louis Farrakhan was or all these things.
Oh,
were,
bloody you know. Louis Farrakhan!
Who's that bloody Louis Farrakhan? Isn't it? Farrakhan here. What are you listening to the Louis Farrakhan for? He's here in his red bow tie. Are they? It's so to see you. Louis Farrakhan.
Oh, God, yeah.
So you learn all those as a historical reference.
They did some amazing, like, for example, Fight the Power, There's a lyric on that song that says Elvis was a hero to most. When I first heard that, I just thought, I can't believe he said that.
Yeah.
I couldn't fucking believe it.
Well, that's taking down an American icon, isn't it?
Yeah.
And whether Elvis was racist or not, did steal black people's music and make it popular.
Yeah, he did.
Whether he did it or whether someone else did it, he was from the South. He knew those people. He knew that music. He took it in very much the same way Cilla Black would listen to what Dionne Warwick was recording and then record it over here and release it.
I mean, we've had Cannon and Ball, Public Enemy,
it's like
and now we've had Cilla
Saturday
Black, Elvis Presley.
All show business. But that lyric's amazing, isn't it? That lyric, I think, sums up Public Enemy.
Yeah. I would argue that if you said to someone that's never listened to the album, you've got to check this album out, they wouldn't think it's that great. Because
it hasn't aged or of its time.
It was 88 that album came out, right? I just think that if you listen to it now, I sort of think that it sounds of its... Does it sound of its time? No, because when I first listened to it, it sounded really ahead of its time.
It's confusing, isn't it?
It is really confusing.
mean, you can't argue with the breakbeats, and you can't argue with the lyric, and you can't argue with the passion and the power, and you can't argue with the vocal performance. So I can't see how it dates.
Listen,
classic.
No, I mean I agree with you, mate. I'm just saying to you that I have suggested that album to people,
yeah,
and they haven't liked it. You know, and they've accused me of being Public Enemy obsessed.
I think people have that with any protest music.
Yeah,
people with protest music. Unfortunately, no one writes protest music anymore. Because it sounds a bit student.
Yeah.
So, like, if someone wrote a Bob Dylan song now, we'd go, here we go.
Yeah.
Times they are a change. All right, mate.
Let it go.
Calm down, mate. You know, let it go, pal. You know what I mean?
Please, Hammer, don't hurt them with your drill.
I still can't think of it.
No?
I don't think there are any crossovers.
Just Hammer Time.
Have a time, yeah.
I don't think there are any. What we have to work from is the dentist frame. Mm,
yeah.
Root canal.
Mm, yeah.
Roots maneuver. Roots maneuver, root canal. You get there that way?
Yeah. Right, first of all, I want to just clarify. Charlie's about to tell a story about when he went to see Public Enemy that makes me want to punch him repeatedly in the face. All right, so just tell...
But we went backstage.
Where did you go to see Public
Enemy? My brother paid for me to go backstage. They had some dodgy...
Where was this, by the way?
Give us 20 quid or whatever.
Right.
And afterwards, you can go back and meet Chuck D and Flame Jack.
For 20... It's not 20 quid. It can't be 20 quid.
And I went, I'm not bothered. Like, honestly, it'll be embarrassing. He went, no, I bought it for you. I was like, all right, okay. Anyway, went back. Of course, Chuck was nowhere to be seen, you know. Yeah, that's all I wanted to meet. got Flame.
Can you imagine?
Just going around asking.
Chuck D. I thought, what's Chuck D doing there for 20 quid? You know what I mean? Anyway.
How many people paid for that service?
Four people.
Oh,
and one of the other people, you know, it was like, dressed up as a rapper. Like, I learned more from you than I did from any school book. You know.
Well, that is, what a worrying indictment of his education.
Giving it, I learned nothing from no school book. Like, Flav, like being his mate. And I was like, oh, please, can I just get a photo and get out of here? Because this is one of the most awful things I've ever done in my life. I thought, Chuck D is never turning up. They're all hanging around.
Were they pretending that Chuck D was going to arrive at any minute?
I think he'd gone down and he got out and dodged.
Yeah. Mm. So how did it go down? You paid the 20... By the way, Charlie's... What's your brother's name?
Robert.
Robert, really nice thing of you to do for you. What a nice thing to do.
Yeah.
Robbie B, paying a bit extra to see PE backstage.
Some of them.
No sign of Chuck D.
I saw him in a tiny little venue.
What was the venue?
Well, it's Reading Highlands Comedy Club.
Oh, right, okay. Shitting hell, right, okay. Yeah.
Which is what, 200 people?
Yeah.
Well, it's sold out, of course. And I was like, is it... Because they have a lot of tribute acts on. Yeah. And I was like, is it going to be them?
Yeah.
Like, Public Enemy going to turn up? Or like...
Spelt with loads of E's.
Can you tell me a good Public Enemy tribute act name, please?
Public Enmity.
Enema,
yeah.
Yeah.
But Public certainly wouldn't have been the one I'd go for.
I just was making up on the spot. So... We turned up, and then DJ Chuck Chillout came on,
right,
and did the warm up.
Yeah,
he was amazing. And then it was like, here we go, they're here, we're off. Band walked on.
Yeah,
the security of the First World walked on.
Clear the way for the S to S1Ws.
That was nice.
Yeah, it was like, oh my, then it became the most exciting, incredible night of my life.
Great.
Because on walked Chuck D doing Welcome to the Terror Dome, and it was like, I just lost
to 200
it.
People at Reading Highlight.
Also, like, I'd
you
say,
you know how that feels.
I always open with Welcome to the Terror Dome, actually.
Tried and tested. How old is Chuck D now?
He must be 55 or something.
Right.
Yeah.
And what is their new music like? Are they saying anything? Or you don't listen to it?
They're saying stuff.
Mm.
It's not crap.
Right.
But it's not my favourite. I'll put it that way. What do you think of any
song? Well, it's difficult, isn't it? Any group that's got... Like that show, they did 2 hours of... 2 hours.
Bangers.
Catalogues. Hit. You lose your shit every song, you know.
Mm.
Properly, like... never felt more alive. And then... The moment they go, and here's something new. But I saw Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys at the festival.
Reading Highlight.
Yeah, and at the festival, that was it. I only watched him at Reading Highlight.
Who's on next week?
De La Soul were on the week after, I think.
Great.
But De La Soul.
No, that's
awesome. It's so distracting.
I know.
You've ruined it.
Yeah.
Ramesh, anyways. Because all we can think of is teeth.
Yeah, sorry, man. Sorry. Do you remember that French rapper, MC Molar?
Very good,
thank you. Yeah, I get it. I mean, Public Enemy did do a few great albums.
I think they've got three great albums. One masterpiece.
Yeah.
And one either side that is what they're going to do, what they did, and then looking back at what they did and what they're trying to move to.
Yeah. They like a pun, don't they?
The thing that lets them down, I think, is that sort of thing. And also... their clip art sort of...
Jesus Christ. So shit.
But you know, Chuck D is trained in clip art.
Yeah, but just...
In graphics. I don't want to say too much bad about Chuck D because he's on Twitter. He's pretty vocal on Twitter.
Yeah, he is, yeah.
And I think he might, you know, he might listen to your podcast.
I don't think so. I think you can speak freely about Chuck D.
I don't want to piss him off.
What do you think he's going to do? Make a little clip art picture of you.
He might do.
With a knob on your head or
something. The graphic design isn't great, is it?
No, it's not. It's not. It's
does he do it?
He must do.
I think he does it, yeah. Mm.
Save money.
So, Chuck, we're just sort of records mastered, ready to go out. Just wanted to have a chat about maybe going in a different direction. Hey, no problem! Chuck's been using clip art again!
It is like Microsoft clip art or something he does, isn't it? It never looks great. It's like fluorescent colours and stuff.
Yeah, it's bad, man, and all this like symbolism and that. Because the thing is, they've got an amazing logo. I think Public Enemy and Wu-Tang have got the best logos, right? So that, just use that and like make the most of that.
Yeah.
Less is more. But there's all these just weird symbols of...
It's a bit like when you're a kid and you draw like a gun with bullets coming.
Yeah.
It's a bit like that, isn't it? Like a fist. Like, and then like a punch sort of thing, yeah. Around the fist. Smash! It always looks a bit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it is like that.
And then the album be called A Punch in the Face. Punch in the Bass.
Yeah, okay, good.
No, good. What puns do you like, Public Enemy?
Well, they did this thing. They did this album called Music and Our Message, but it was actually like spelt Muse. Ooh. Sick and
Our
mess age. So like they're saying our age is in a mess and the muse is sick.
Mm.
Yeah, their latest album is called Man Plans, God Laughs.
Yeah. That's alright. I don't mind that.
Laughs spelt with a 5.
But one of the most important hip hop groups of all time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Rack your brains. Give it some thought. What was the first hip hop album you bought? What's the first hip hop album you ever had?
DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
Right, which one was that?
It was like before he got super famous and when he was an actual rapper.
Yeah.
It's like a double album.
Oh,
and it's got
Bitch Killer.
And it's got me and Charlie coming out of what's it called? Me and Charlie Matt. Can we the first Delta Limo? Do you remember that one?
No, I don't know.
You do listen to it and go, it's like before he did Summertime and all that sort of stuff and became more and more.
Did it have parents just don't understand
him?
He's a DJ, I'm the rapper, I know, yeah. Yeah. That is
pretty sort of, you know, that's getting you into music, isn't it? You know?
Yeah. It's and it's good for them to clarify their roles in the group. And to have that as a repeated refrain. Because
you again?
Partway through the verse, just thinking, hold on, who is this? No, hold on. Who's doing the backing track? Oh, shit. Yeah, no, that's right. He's the DJ and he's the rapper. It's good. It's good to get that cleared up.
So that was... But I'd listened to sort of those LL Cool J albums and...
Yeah, LL Cool J...
Lady Loves Cool James.
Yeah. Mm. Walking with a Panther. I don't... That might be worse than any of the Public Enemy album covers. Have you seen this? Have you seen... Where LL Cool J is on a fake street with what is clearly... a model panther.
Are you sure Chucky hasn't drawn the panther? Hey, Ella, I can draw your panther.
Yeah. It was like they were going, what do you want to call this album? I've got this photo knocking about where I was just walking with a panther. So maybe just call it that.
But you have to remember, they were making it up, weren't they?
Yeah, they were, yeah.
They were making it up. So you can go, oh, it's rubbish. But they were making up the imagery and they were making up what was going to be hip-hop.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd been around a while, but it hadn't been around like LL Cool J was 19.
Yeah, I still think somebody should have said, we'll just call it walking. Let's just lose the panther. Just have you walking. There's nothing wrong with that. Why do you have to have a panther with you? If anything, it makes the walk more dangerous.
Was it walking like
a... No, not like, not even like Charlie.
Walking the panther.
It's
not like,
it's walking with a panther. So you're not even walking the panther. There's no implied ownership of the panther. You just happen to be taking the same route as a panther.
Like the Jungle Book. Mowgli. Walking with a panther, chatting to a snake.
Yeah. I think it might
Dancing
be.
Dancing with a bear. That's the third
There's
album.
One thing... Okay, while we're talking about LL Cool J, I don't know if you talked about this before. There's a track on... I think it's on Mr. Smith, where it might be on 14 Shots to the Dome.
Yeah. So you know a lot. I don't know.
He's got a track called Pink Cookies.
In a plastic bag. Getting
Have we talked about this
by
before?
Buildings? No,
that's meant to
be an analogy for condoms, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Pink cookies. Well, no, it's a sex song about sex.
Yeah,
but it's pink cookies in a plastic bag getting crushed by buildings.
Crushed, yeah.
What fuck does are you that talking mean? About?
Pink cookies in a plastic bag getting crushed by buildings. Pink cookies in a plastic bag getting crushed by buildings.
What is he talking about?
It's a nice tune, though.
It is a good tune. Gotcha. Pink cookies in a plastic bag, getting crushed by a building. All it needs is somebody to go, do you reckon we make the chorus shorter?
Is it testicles?
I don't know, mate.
Pink cookies in a plastic bag.
I think it is.
Getting crushed by a vagina, a building. Sliding doors I was doing on the vagina.
Seen a lot of vaginas.
They have sliding doors, don't they? When people go, there's a sliding doors moment.
That's what they're talking about, vaginas.
Oh man, hip hop grapes.
Okay, is there anything you don't like about hip hop?
I didn't like it when it just became about aggression.
Yeah.
I mean, I like that. I like that sort of bravado and that.
Yeah.
And the masculinity of it. But I don't like music about killing.
Right.
And then when it slops over into actual killing.
Yeah.
It's sort of like, well, I don't think art's for that, is it?
Yeah.
Really, is it?
Did you like I Shot the Sheriff?
EPMD.
No.
I think that's what started to put me off it, when it all got a bit...
So you thought hip-hop got too violent? Because actually, on our last one, we were talking to Michael Payne about this, and he was sort of saying that that's sort of one area of it, but it does put a lot of people off, doesn't it? Or people sometimes think that
people's perception.
Yeah,
of it.
People's Outsiders. Perception of it is it's, it's that.
We went through a period of that, and then into a period of all the videos having just women with their bums out,
their sliding doors out.
Yeah, just sliding doors all over the place, isn't it?
Mate, wasn't it? It was all sliding doors.
Yeah, it's like a bloody Gwyneth Paltrow movie, isn't it?
Pink cookies everywhere.
And I was like, oh,
I couldn't move a plastic bag.
We've gone from violence to misogyny.
Yeah.
I don't think there's much left in this for me.
Right. Well, I think, Charlie, that there is hip-hop that you'd like.
I need you to... That's what I want you to do. That's what I'd like to take.
Should make him a little playlist.
I'm going to make you a playlist. I'm going to make you a playlist and I'm going to tweet the playlist as well.
Good idea.
Yeah?
That's a good idea. Yeah.
This is
Dentist
my...
Dentist-themed or...
No, it's not going to be dentist. Although, actually, I'll tell you what, guys. Don't forget, we've still got our hashtag running, Dentist Hip-Hop. So do send in... any dentist or the kind of songs you might hear in a dentist, it might even be an artist.
We have not managed to come up with one.
No, it's annoying
in,
me.
In what, 30 minutes?
I know,
it's stressing me out.
Because I actually don't, there's not, what is a dentist slang? Like incisor, molar.
All the instruments.
Yeah, drill.
Names.
Scalpel. Drill. No, it's not even dentist specific, is it?
License to drill.
License to Ill. Who did that?
Beastie
Boys.
Yeah,
that's quite good. License to Drill.
Hashtag dentist.
Okay, so sorry, hold on. Roomage in the studio has come up with one. License to Drill. If you can beat that, where you're sort of looking at your radio now thinking, I've got a much better one than that. Well, don't just sit on it. Send it in. Okay.
I like this guy.
So, Eddie, but in all seriousness, I'm going to give Charlie Baker... and actually, if anyone's got any suggestions for stuff that I can convert Charlie Baker...
We can make it an open playlist on Spotify and people can just add stuff to it.
I'd like that a lot because I feel like it's stopped and I feel like I still love it. I love So I still want to...
Kendrick, do you listen to Kendrick Lamar?
This is the thing, I've not listened to anything for probably the last 10 years.
Yeah.
Are you going to do it from the last best of the last 10 years?
Yeah, or, I'm going to do it best of the last 10 years.
That'd be great.
Really appreciate it.
Going to make it collaborative.
So it's the best music to like run to and write to that sort of stuff.
Yeah. The only problem, slight issue I have with hip hop, for me personally, is that I drive a Vauxhall Mareeva.
Strong look.
Thank you. You can't listen to hip hop loudly in that car.
Why not?
You just look like a dick.
What colour is it?
Silver.
I think you'd get away with it.
It's got car seats in the back, like child seats in the back, mate. There's a Mr. Tumble in the back window.
But have you played your eldest boy any hip hop?
I have actually recently played him some grime, actually. Skepta. He liked it.
Yeah.
And I played him a bit of Big Nasty as well. Gaspipe.
Nice.
He liked it. He didn't mind it. My wife doesn't really like me listening to... You know, you can't listen to anything with, like, swearing in it. Around my gaff.
Your new gaff.
I bought some stuff, some Public Enemy stuff, for in the car, and specifically bought the non-explicit version.
Did you? Yeah. So what do they do instead of... What?
My lad, he's eight. He loves it.
Yeah. What do they do instead of the swearing?
Well, there's not much... Actually, there's not much swearing in Public Enemy.
But what do they do when they do swear?
Car horn.
Mother and John Wayne.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
Woo!
What was that?
I think that's the drill again.
Yeah.
Back to the drill again.
Oh, shit!
Back to the drill again.
Third bass. Or was it MC Set? Like
drill based.
Yeah.
Button.
Yeah. Because drill's the easiest one.
Yeah. Suck the police.
Jesus.
Mouth based.
No.
Mouth based. No.
What about something with wisdom teeth? Wisdom. There must be something along there.
I don't know if we should be workshopping this on the actual podcast.
I mean, this is... Yeah.
All the cool people who like hip-hop are
going to... Mate, there are no Charlie, cool everyone's got teeth.
Everyone's got teeth, so they'll relate to it.
Yeah.
Well, most people.
Everyone's got teeth.
Good. What's teeth?
Philosophy.
Name my new album.
Plug one, plug two. Guest plugs for you.
Charlie.
Yeah.
Can you tell us, is there anything you'd like to plug? What are you up to at the moment?
Gigging. Yeah. Writing, loads of stuff. Some stuff can't talk about, really.
Oh.
It's always good, isn't it? It's always good.
Have you got some shit in the pipeline
not in the pipeline. I'm in EastEnders. I'm going to be in EastEnders.
Oh, my God! This is a hip-hop Save My Life exclusive.
He's playing the dentist.
Only a few episodes at the moment.
So how long ago did you start filming?
I've only done like a few episodes. I'm only doing a few episodes.
Okay.
It's good fun.
What's happening now is Charlie's slightly regretting telling us.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
So it's a mental experience because I've filmed in the Vic. I've had a pint in the Queen Vic.
This is crazy.
Great.
I've had a scene in the square.
How have we spent so long doing dentist puns in this podcast and you've been sitting on this little doozy?
Here you go. EastEnders dentist puns. Drill Mitchell. I've done a scene in the square and a scene in Ronnie's flat. But it's weird because you go there and you know your way around.
Yeah.
Even though you've never been there.
Yeah. Mm. Holy shit. So when does your first episode come out?
I think it's February sometime.
Cool.
Great.
So that's good fun.
Mm. I imagine EastEnders will experience a spike off the back of the podcast coming out and announcing...
Similar to Michael's album.
Yeah.
and...
Exclusive, I think.
Yeah. A few live bits and pieces.
Yeah.
But nothing to plug, really. I've got a Leicester comedy show.
Okay, when's that?
Comedy show.
Jesus Christ. What's the show called? Is it just Work in Progress?
Well, it was going to be my show, Just the One.
Yeah.
Which I did in Edinburgh last year.
Yeah, great show, by the way.
Which is about having one child. I've had another child.
Just the two. So. Why announce that? You should have just kept that shit to yourself, and then you could.
So I still stand by everything I say in the show.
Okay.
So I might do that show, but it might be work in progress. I don't know yet. Okay. Yet to be decided.
Possibly the worst plug we've ever had.
Was that a bad plug?
Well, you don't know the date, and you don't know what the show's going to be. So yeah.
Saturday. So
guys, if you're interested in Charlie Baker, head over to Leicester sometime in February.
It's a good one.
Spend the whole of February in Leicester.
June 24th, I'm doing a fundraiser for the Silver Star unit in John Radcliffe Hospital in Oxford.
Okay. Well,
should I? At Baker's tweet. Can I say that?
Okay. Yeah. Go for it.
I've got lots on, but not a lot.
Yeah. I've got a feeling this guy is about to blow up.
Yeah.
And he's got some secret stuff that he can't tell us.
Mm.
Right. This. You know. He's.
Yeah.
He's sitting on this show in February. Who knows when it is? What the show's going to be? The Leicester Comedy Festival.
I think it's Saturday the 10th.
Don't bother.
Is that
me.
A Saturday?
So either Saturday the 10th or Saturday the 12th. Charlie Baker, thank you so much for coming in to Hip Hop Save My Life.
Thank you. You've been brilliant. Me.
Thank you.
Brew Madge, love you.
Love you. Goodbye.
Nu bij Coolblue. 100 euro korting op de HP Spectre 2-in-1 laptop met Windows 10. Start je laptop nog sneller op dankzij de 1 terabyte SSD-schijf. Vandaag besteld op coolblue.nl, morgen gratis thuisbezorgd.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.